day's off to a lovely start. It's time for CHFI News.
Good morning, I'm Scott Burnett. The four main candidates vying for the federal Liberal leadership took to the debate stage for the final time last night. U.S. tariff threats dominating the discussions, while candidates also sparred over the best way to strengthen our economy and boost defense spending to hit our NATO targets. Liberals picked their new leader March 9th, less than 2 weeks away. Canada's broadcasting system holding consultations on how it can survive the shift away from traditional TV to international streamers. The CRTC asking for input as Canadians move from conventional broadcasting and cable to streaming giants like Netflix and Amazon Prime. Rogers, the parent company of this radio station, telling the CRTC that the rules implemented to govern standard cable and satellite TV are now putting them at a disadvantage against streaming companies. In an update this morning from the Vatican, Pope Francis remains in critical condition and is resting. Argentines and Romans alike gathering in the Eternal City to pray for his recovery from double pneumonia. The faithful from Francis' homeland gathered in the Argentine Church of Rome on Tuesday night for a special mass presided over by the Pope's vicar for Rome. It wasn't pretty at times, but the Leafs pulled off the come-from-behind win against the Bruins in Boston last night. Mitch Marner with the OT winner, 5-4. They head to the Big Apple to face the Rangers Friday. The Raptors taking the L against the Celtics last night at Scotiabank, 111-101. They meet the Pacers Friday. Checking your forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today. Our high of plus 3, feeling like minus 5. Cloudy tonight with light snow expected. The overnight low, 0. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers. The high, plus 4. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Volka. Westbound 401 is starting to build a bit through the 412 towards Salem, so that's pretty normal for this time of the morning. We did have a delay earlier, westbound 401 through Guelph Line because of a collision, but everything's moving fine through there now, so likely the problem is gone. A traffic spotter called earlier traveling eastbound on the QEW saying the ramps to and from Mississauga Road are very icy, and other ramps could be icy as well because of the warmer temperatures. We've had snow melting, and then as things freeze, things could get pretty icy in some areas.
Good morning. So when were you born? Do you know if your birth month is popular? Maybe it's rare? With Pooja just having celebrated a birthday, we are going to tell you how common your birthday is. That is next.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
minus 5, but it's going to be a mild day. 4 degrees. Enjoy the mild temperatures. Everything changes for us on the weekend. And snow in the forecast tonight.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Pooja, you just celebrated a birthday.
Yes.
Last week. It's your birth month. Take a victory lap. Do you ever think about how popular your birthday, your birth month is? Like, is February a popular month?
I can't say I have. I think it's like my only experience with my birthday being in February is that nobody wants to come to your birthday party.
It's a tough sell, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's minus 40 and there's 80 inches of snow. I want to come over?
Yeah.
No?
It all often got canceled. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the only thing I really feel about my birth month. I've never thought about how popular it is.
Yeah. Well, do you even want a popular birth month? Don't you kind of want your birth month to be unique to you, so less popular? That's how I'm spinning it because, Pooj, you and I both have very unpopular birth months.
We do.
February is the least popular month to be born.
Okay.
And part of it might just be there's less days. So if you're looking at total amount of people born that month, there's less. So that's part of it. April is the second least popular birth month. That's me.
Okay.
And then December is the third least.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So is there any rhyme or reason to why those are least popular versus the others?
I'm certainly connecting some dots. The four most popular birth months, by the way, are August, July, October, Steph's birth month.
Yay! I'm finally popular.
And September.
Hey!
And the most individual, the most singular popular birthday of the entire year, September 9th.
Oh, so I think I know a person who was born on September 9th.
We probably all know.
We probably do.
And maybe this is you listening at home. I'm going to rattle off some of these are the most popular days to be born. September 9th, 19th, 12th, 17th, 10th. September 20th, 15th, 16th, and 18th. So a lot of September dates.
Whoa, and then July, that's a lot in September.
Yeah, and then July 7th also. Here's the thing. My brain, you know I'm a math person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but start doing some, and you know, I don't want to take it there because it's going to make you think about your own parents. Don't change the station right now. But have you ever played the game where you think about your own birthday then you count back 9 months? You're like, what were my parents doing?
I will tell you right now, that is not a game anybody likes to play. But if you want to do this with your friends, you do you.
It's only fun when you're playing with other people and their parents. Because September having all these popular birthdays, all these September days that are the most, count back.
I can't. You do the math.
A lot of people's parents were really celebrating New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Really ringing in the new year.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'll take it a step further. My best friend, Mace, he's expecting his third kid due really coming up any day now in early March. All his kids born in February and March, all within a few weeks of each other.
Oh.
I count back 9 months to his summer birthday. And I'm like, do you guys only celebrate on your birthday?
Oh, no.
He's like, it's happened 3 times. I'm batting 1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
You want my courage, my sword and shield. Grace under pressure, my ball of steel. I was a storm weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I missed the way. I miss your head on my chest. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, I'm in love with you. You rang the bells, I played with matches. It hurt like hell, asleep and wake. You're all I see, I can't escape you. Can't set you free, I miss your full moon. Rising, catching a breath in silence. Can't stop us bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat.
love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you were mine to lose. Missing the sound of your heart beating.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Nothing much happening on the highways right now. Just a note, though, that if you're traveling on the QEW, the ramps to and from Mississauga Road are very icy, according to a traffic spotter. And other ramps could be icy as well with the melting snow that we've had. And then if the temperatures dip a bit, then things could get icy on some of the ramps and on other areas as well. You deserve a great lunch. That's why Boston Pizza now offers a $15 lunch menu served in just 20 minutes, because a fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
It's the memory of them at the door, helping you with your shoes, reminding you to be brave. Today, you can still hear their voice giving you confidence. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
Special announcement. Thursday only. It's the Great Canadian One Day Sale at The Brick. Get 35% off furniture. Select TVs are below cost. Save the tax when you buy two or more major kitchen appliances and get free local delivery. Plus, take 50 months to pay with no interest. A sale this big can only last 24 hours. Thursday only at The Brick. Saving you more. OAC, taxes, fees, and other charges due at time of purchase. Some conditions apply. See thebrick.com for details.
Gurdeep Ahluwalia here for California Closets. Canadian-owned and operated California Closets, I might add. So the free design consultation and the 3D mock-ups of my new linen closet and front hallway closet are in. They look awesome. And the next step is for me to head into the California Closet showroom so I can pick all the materials, colors, and finishes. That's when it starts to feel real. Canadian-owned and operated, serving Ontario since 1998. Schedule your free design consultation at californiaclosets.ca.
Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. Bonus prize deadline is March 7th. Discover incredible downtown living with a $1.6 million bonus prize. A fully furnished Toronto condo with a spacious den, generous balcony, breathtaking views, and $50,000. You're also in to win the stunning homes in Oakville and Georgian Bay. Bonus prize deadline March 7th. Carry the fire. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
When you sit on your Aeroplan points, it's like you're sitting on your next trip, like a sunny getaway by the sea. But instead, you're sitting on your Aeroplan points. So the only sea you get to sit in is a sea of traffic. Use your points and go from smelling your Ocean Breeze air freshener to smelling the ocean breeze. So stop sitting on your next trip and start enjoying your Aeroplan points.
Roll Up to Win is back at Tim Hortons with millions of prizes, like a vacation with sell-off vacations or a tracker off-road ATV from Bass Pro Shops. Play on the Tim's app until March 23rd. Rules apply, Canada only. No purchase necessary. Visit the Tim's app for details.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved.
9 rentals completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Have you heard of Estragel?
Estragel?
Yeah, I just got a prescription.
Estragel? What's it for?
Well, I'll tell you after the meeting.
Estragel, brought to you by Organon. Talk to your doctor and visit estragel.ca.
Hi, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Now I have a new show on Lifetime called Raising Spirits, but you can also see me live and in person.
Saturday, June 21st at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
I believe each and every one of you have abilities, have the ability to connect with spirits.
Live audience readings with Teresa Caputo, Saturday, June 21st at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Hope to see you there.
See more of Europe with Air Canada Vacations. Until March 16th, choose between 10,000 packages under $2,499. To book, contact your travel agent or visit aircanadavacations.com.
Meet Joe. Joe's home always felt cold.
Yeah, when I'd be watching TV, I had something called a snuggly that I had to use. Slippers, heavy wool socks.
When Joe heard about the home winterproofing program from Enbridge Gas, he applied for free upgrades, including insulation, draft proofing, and a smart thermostat.
Well, I was just happy to get one thing, but I ended up getting everything.
If your home and household income qualified, you could also get all the upgrades for free. And who doesn't love free? Visit EnbridgeGas.com/winterproofing. Terms and conditions apply.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
She's black, flesh and bone. Now touch, so silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen.
feels like minus one heading out the door. 6:22 right now, and yeah, we are looking at the chance of more flurries tonight.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix,
98.1 CHFI.
So have you heard of the Great Cousins Decline? This is basically an article that came out recently that points to how we don't really talk to our cousins. Many of us don't really know our cousins. There's various reasons, from like distance to a lot of families just shrinking, you know, people not having as big families as they used
to. That's a global thing, like shrinking families, shrinking populations.
Yes.
So it's a cousins decline. It's a siblings decline. It's a people decline.
And if you have siblings, maybe you don't actually know, like, understand the need for cousins. You're like, oh, well, I already have siblings. Right. So those are the people I keep in touch with, not my cousins.
As someone who's got a lot of cousins and is close to almost all of them, having relationships with cousins is extremely beneficial, and here's why.
It's because of our distance to our cousins that they are incredibly important to us. Because of our differences in socioeconomic statuses or growing up in different home environments, cousins often make good role models. They often don't ask as much of us as siblings do, like monetary support, for example. And there aren't really expectations around what a cousin relationship is. Like, you don't really see that in pop culture. So they almost bring us like a more pure relationship in some ways.
I love the point about cousin relationships aren't defined in pop culture, because so much of what we grow up with, we learn from pop culture, rightly or wrongly, and we put those expectations on our relationships. Like, what is a relationship with a cousin? I don't know what it's supposed to be. And I think of all my cousins. I have 36, by the way.
Whoa!
36 first cousins. I've met all of them. I'm close with most of them. I've traveled around the world to be with them. We've done trips to different locations.
You have like a group chat with your cousins?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I have different relationships with all of them. And you know, there are no expectations, but they're beautiful relationships.
Is it because it's cultural, you think? Because I know, like, you know, growing up South Asian in our community, everybody, first of all, everybody's a cousin, everybody's an uncle, everybody's an auntie. Like, you could,
even if they're not related.
It's so true. Like, when you go to the corner store in India, like, you say brother, sister, uncle, auntie.
The guy running the counter is uncle.
So maybe there's some of this is cultural, where you just look at everybody that way. You know how important those relationships are. But with fewer and fewer cousins, because people are having less babies and smaller families, maybe these relationships are also declining and shrinking.
They're getting smaller for sure. Like, I think of my nephews, right? My nephews don't have cousins. They're all teenagers. Mm. I don't have any kids that I know of. and my sister-in-law's brother, he's in his 50s. He doesn't have any kids. So they don't actually have... They have people culturally they refer to as cousins, but they don't actually have any true first cousins.
I remember growing up calling some of our family friends like friend cousins. I don't know why. I just made up my own term for
them. Is this how you qualify us as work friends?
Yes.
Just step into the friends, Pooch. It's okay. Who's the one with commitment issues here?
They're friend cousins, okay? That's the way it works. But what about you? Do you actually talk to your cousins? I'm so curious. Is this one of those things where you're like, of course I do? Or are you like, I don't know anything about, I have a whole set of cousins that I've never even spoke to?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the great cousins decline? Maybe you have a rich relationship with them. You consider them siblings, or maybe you're like, my cousins? Was done with them years ago. We want to hear your thoughts on the great cousins decline. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
Running. CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI. Imagine this. A roaring fire. Outside, a blanket of snow is falling. But the aromatic cedar walls of your chalet keep you warm and cozy. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $20 million. Buy your ticket today.
We are gathered here today to celebrate life's big milestones. Do you promise to stand together through home purchases, auto upgrades, and surprise dents and dings?
We do.
To embrace life's big moments for any adorable co-drivers down the road?
We do.
Then, with the caring support of Desjardins Insurance, I pronounce you covered for home, auto, and flexible life insurance.
For life's big milestones, get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
What happens when the host of The Traitors and an acclaimed NPR journalist join forces in song? Find out at Alan Cumming and Ari Shapiro, a considered cabaret. March 21st at The Rose. Presented by Brampton On Stage. Witness the critically acclaimed evening of tunes and tall tales with Alan Cumming of Cabaret and The Good Wife and Ari Shapiro of NPR's All Things Considered and Pink Martini. Get tickets at BramptonOnStage.ca.
Eastside Mario's knows you've heard of shrinkflation. But with everyday all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and garlic home loaf, welcome to Eatflation.
Eatside Mario's, hey, bada boom, bada bing.
With tons of free reality shows, you are totally free to watch what you love on Pluto TV. And for me, that's Dance Moms, Bar Rescue, The Challenge, and Jersey Shore. All totally free on Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
What do you want your new kitchen to be? The possibilities are almost infinite. Traditional, industrial, retro, transitional, contemporary, visionary. Appliance Canada, where it begins with appliances, has the answer. Whichever style you choose, Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances will fit in beautifully to enhance any design. But first, you need inspiration, a vision. Come into any of our locations to find out more, or visit ApplianceCanada.com today for your home, for your life.
Did you know that if you're 50 or older, RSV may be serious for you? Help protect yourself with AREXV, Canada's first RSV vaccine. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about AREXV. AREXV is a vaccine that helps protect adults 50 to 59 years old at increased risk and adults 60 years and older from lower lung disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. 100% protection, not guaranteed. Adverse events may occur. Visit AREXV.ca.
Fuel your body and save 25% at TSC on Vitatree 60-Day Magnesium or Calcium. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
We got your nearly impossible question coming up. It is 6:32 and minus one. First, though, let's get some news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. City officials will be discussing an action plan following several coyote attacks in downtown Toronto. The deputy mayor says the plan will ensure the city addresses the escalation and severity of the incidents, including six attacks reported in one night earlier this month in Liberty Village. The next phase of the plan will be announced at City Hall at 12:30 this afternoon. Bike lanes along Bloor are at the center of a lawsuit against the City of Toronto. More than 40 business owners in Etobicoke joining the suit. The Toronto Star reporting the group is seeking $10 million from the city for what it describes as negligence and nuisance. The business owners are also seeking an injunction requiring the bike lanes to be removed. The bike lanes were installed as part of a two-part project completed last year. U.S. President Donald Trump says he plans to offer a new high-priced path to citizenship, a gold card like a green card specifically aimed at the wealthy. Trump says they would cost around $5 million U.S. dollars, and he expects companies will pay to get educated workers into the U.S. The Leafs completing the comeback in Boston last night, down 3-0 at one point. Pontus Holmberg tying it up with less than a minute to go in regulation. And the marvelous Mitch Marner scoring his second of the game in overtime for the 5-4 win. The Buds take Manhattan Friday to face the Rangers. Raptors hold their own against the Celtics at Scotiabank but couldn't come out with the win. They fall 111-101. They take on the Pacers Friday. Checking your forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today. Our high of plus 3, feeling like minus 5. Cloudy tonight with light snow expected. The overnight low 0. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers. The high plus 4. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Just getting word of an accident now. Westbound on the 401 west of the 410 in the collectors. There's a collision in the right lane. Just generally speaking, be really careful driving today and walking as well, because there's lots of sheer ice in many areas. In terms of volume, it's just starting to build normally on routes like the westbound 401 from west of Brock Street towards Salem and the southbound 400 south of Line 5 down to south of Aurora Road.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
So here it is for your hump day. The average Canadian male doesn't learn how to do this properly until his mid-20s. Is it speak in full sentences without abbreviating any words?
No, that's actually, you start to speak that way, then you start dialing it back in your 40s.
Is that what it happened?
Different question, yeah, okay. Yeah. I will say this is actually true for me. The average Canadian male doesn't learn how to do this properly until his mid-20s. That was accurate for me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think it is?
Give us a call, 416-872-2434. The average Canadian male doesn't learn how to do this properly until his mid-20s. The lines are open right now, 416-872-CHFI.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Astonished disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change. And
Nearly Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, so here it is. The average Canadian male doesn't learn how to do this properly until his mid-20s, and this was certainly true for me.
Okay, properly, I guess, is a key part of this. Let's go to Wes in Toronto. What do you think it is?
I actually have two guesses. Is it shave or tie a tie?
Shave or tie a tie? Both great guesses.
Yeah, who taught you how to tie a tie?
My dad.
Is it as hard as it looks? It looks hard.
Well, there's a basic one, then there's all these fancy ones.
Yeah, there's different knots. There's like the Windsor knot or the single knot. There's different ones. But honestly, once you do it a few times, it's like muscle memory.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yep. Or you just buy a clip-on tie and rock it.
Or that. You can do that too. Wes, great guess, but that's not it.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Matt from Bradford, what's your guess to our Nearly Impossible question?
Doing your taxes.
I still don't know how to do that properly, man.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Dealing with my accountant right now, I'm like, what does you, T4s, 5s, what's a T5A?
I get so stressed out.
I learned how to do mine properly in my mid-20s.
And how did you learn?
I married my wife.
Is your wife an accountant?
No, my mother-in-law is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
You know what? I need to marry an accountant. That's what I need to do. Sort me out, organize me. She's going to have suspenders, because I think most accountants do.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know.
Please don't tell her that's why you're marrying her.
Listen, suspenders are hot.
Protectors and all.
Matt, great guess. That's not it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Susan from Toronto, give us your guess.
I'd say tie is tie.
Ooh, popular guess, but that's not it.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
You too. A lot of people thinking it's tie a tie or shave. We're getting a lot of that on the text line as well. Not the right answer. I think we should give a hint.
Okay, so the average Canadian male doesn't learn how to do this properly until his mid-20s. Here's a big hint. This would be considered a chore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which chore have they not figured out
how
until their
properly.
Mid-20s? Yes.
Yeah, because you could do this the wrong way.
You know what? The list is probably long that they still haven't figured out, even past 20. But okay, let's focus on in your 20s, your mid-20s,
yeah.
As a man.
I'm going to say I like mastered this in my 20s.
Did you?
But I didn't know what I was doing before that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that sounds offside. Someone's just turning in now. give us a call. 416-872-CHFI.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Mm-hmm. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box. Closet, that's my stuff, yes, if I bought it, please don't touch, and keep talking and mess, that's fine, could you walk and talk at the same time, then, it's my name, it's on that tag, to remove your bag, let me call you a cab, standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool, talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you, you got me to stand, you must not know about me, you must that I didn't know. What did you think I was putting you off of? Because you was untrue. Rolling around in the car that I bought you. Baby, drop them keys. Hurry up before your taxi leaves. Standing in the front yard telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about I'll never ever find a man like you. Got me to stay. You must not know about me. You must not know. To the left, to the left.
The average Canadian male doesn't learn how to do this properly until his mid-20s, and we gave you a hint.
A fat hint, a fat, juicy hint. I said, it's a chore.
Yeah, that's got to help you out. Actually, on the text line, getting a lot of guesses similar to this one. Make your bed properly.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't know if I make my bed sometimes, but yeah. Like properly? What does that mean?
Properly, probably, you know, you're tucking in all the corners, you're doing it properly.
This ain't a hotel.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get through the day.
Not the right answer.
No. Shelly in Vaughn, do you have a guess for us?
Do laundry.
Shelly, how did you know that?
Well, as soon as you said chore, it was pretty easy.
I mean, it could have been sweeping.
It could have been. No. I thought of vacuuming, but laundering.
Yeah.
And Shelly, do you think that this is accurate in your life, whether it's someone like a,
oh, absolutely.
A child? Or,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
my son is 30.
Right.
Yeah, he struggles with laundry.
And, like, that's a dangerous one to learn the hard way, right? Like, if you don't put the right setting, your colors bleed or you shrink something. Like, there's a...
You're wearing a lot of pink.
Yeah. And you don't put towels with sheets.
No, you don't. Come on, it's a rookie mistake. Different textures, people. Come on. Also,
Gurdip loves to wash everything in cold water.
Oh, you have cold water? You educate yourself, man. Cold water's the way to go with laundry. People think hot equals clean. It ain't true.
You're so passionate about it.
Hey, awesome. Shelly, you nailed it. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Still to come on the Pooja and Gurdip Show.
So today is Pink Shirt Day, and it's all to support anti-bullying. You know, we want a world that's kinder. But we're going to be talking about Pink Shirt Day. Also, I need advice, some parenting advice. I'm still very new at this.
Okay, that's still to come.
With DHFI traffic, I'm Lena Balka. We're dealing with a few issues already. Eastbound 401 east of Mavis in the Express, there's a collision in the right lane. And westbound 401 west of the 410 in the Collectors, right lane blocked by a collision there. Jammed on the southbound 410 at the bottom end from Courtney Park down to the westbound 401 ramp because of that collision on the westbound 401. And we've got Lawrence blocked off both ways west of Markham Road, and that is because of a collision. Do the Dominican with Air Canada Vacations and save $200 per pair on vacation packages. To book, contact your travel agent or visit aircanadavacations.com.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Take a winter getaway and warm up to winter in the rolling hills of Caledon with Millcroft Inn and Spa. The luxurious accommodations of the historic Millcroft Inn and Spa await. Embrace the outdoors in the hot spring pool or heated outdoor pool and warm up with a specialty coffee in the lounge and fine dining. Pamper yourself and sink into tranquility in Millcroft's renowned spa. Book your warm-up to winter getaway today at the Millcroft Inn and Spa. Visit millcroft.com.
Rev up your ride with Rona Plus North Brampton.
Starting March 1st, discover the all-new Auto Shack aisle, exclusively at Rona Plus North Brampton. Backed by the Auto Shack staff, you'll find quality auto parts at competitive prices. Whether it's brakes, side mirrors, struts, shocks, or radiators. From your driveway to your home, Rona Plus North Brampton and Auto Shack have you covered. Come this Saturday, CHFI will be live on location from 9 till 1. Auto parts made simple, only at Rona Plus North Brampton. 10111 Heartlake Road.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Canada isn't just where we live. It's who we are. Strong, resilient, proud. Every time you buy from a Canadian business like this, you feel that strength.
When you shop with Lazy Boy of Southern Ontario, you're not just buying furniture. You're supporting Canadian jobs, families, and local charities. Your furniture purchase helps strengthen our communities and improve lives. We are as dedicated as ever at providing you with top-quality home furnishings at outstanding value.
Shop Canadian, the true North, strong and free.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas apparel program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This ranch is under attack. Our whole way of life is under attack.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus, The Return of 1923, a Yellowstone origin story.
Family is in danger, and I don't have time.
Starring Academy Award winner Helen Mirren and Academy Award nominee Harrison Ford.
I pray Spencer can get here.
This fight ain't over.
Anything worth having is worth fighting for.
1923, Season 2, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Behind every drop of water in Toronto, there's a story of unseen heroes and their unwavering commitment to public health. QP Local 416 members oversee the treatment and distribution of over 1.5 billion liters of water each day. Join us in recognizing the essential services our heroes in Toronto Water for generations have delivered daily and help preserve access to safe, clean, abundant water for all. Learn more at local416.ca/waterforall.
Whoa, it's freezing in here.
My old furnace is acting up. Want a blanket?
You should take advantage of Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning's annual off-season sale. With discounts and government rebates, you can get over $10,000 off a new cold climate heat pump. It heats and cools your home efficiently, saving you money every month.
Goodbye blankets, hello savings.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today for this limited time offer and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Well, this is an important one. Today is Pink Shirt Day. You're probably familiar with this. It's a day to come together against bullying and to encourage kindness. Pooja, you and I both rocking our pink today.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a future one day where we don't have to worry about talking about bullying. But for now, it's really about making sure that we are, I think, as parents as well, encouraging this in our kids and teaching them how to be kind. I will say, as a new parent, still have no idea what I'm doing, by the way. And
does any new parent, though? Isn't everyone just figuring it out on the fly?
And am I still new? How long does new count?
You still have that new parent smell.
Okay, good. So, yeah. We're 2.5 years in.
Once you stop counting your kids in months, I think then you're not a new parent.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go with new still. And plus, I feel like every stage feels new, right? Uh-huh. And so I was actually picking up Sia from school, and I wanted to see her playing with other kids because I never get to see it. Like, I see what Sia's like at home, but I don't know what she's like at school.
School Sia is very different.
She could be very different. Maybe she's more sassy. Maybe she's less sassy. I have no idea. So I decided to hide behind a bush, as parents do. To watch her.
I really
her.
Hope someone saw you. Like, isn't that the girl from the morning show hiding behind a bush?
I was watching her interact and play with some kids, and so this is what was happening. She was in a circle with a bunch of girls, and she was holding some snow in her hand, and then there was a big pile of snow in the middle of them. And a girl, we're going to call her Sarah, who she talks about a lot. Sarah's like, Sia, put down the snow. And Sia's like just holding the snow, and she's like, put it down right now. And Sia's just like frozen, doesn't know what to do. And she's like, I said, put it down right now. And I'm like, do I step in? Do I say something? What do I do? And then Sia put it down. And then Sarah says, you can go now. You can leave.
Oh, really?
And like kicked her out of the group. And right then I just jumped in. I went, hi, Sia, I'm here. And she was so happy to see me because I did save her. And then, you know, I got to take her home. And on the way home, I'm like, now, do I talk about this? What do I say? What should I have done something in that moment? Should I have stepped in? Should I have said, that's not really nice?
Like, so you witnessed Sia essentially getting bullied for the first time.
I don't know that that's full-on bullying, but it's unkind.
But at age two, it kind of... That's how it starts,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, it's unkind, but at the same time, Sarah is also a little kid.
Sure.
Right? So it's like, you know, I'm not going to get mad at another kid, but at the same time, what was I supposed to do in that scenario?
I don't even know
what to help the situation.
Yeah, I don't even know what the playbook is. I feel like you handled it well. You jumped in, you saved her, you pretended you didn't see it. I feel like that's probably what I would have done. I mean, I don't know if I would have been hiding behind a bush, but everything else I probably would have done. That must have been heartbreaking for you, though.
Yeah, it was. And then the conversation in the car on the way home was, I was like, you know, Sia, you should just say, like, that's not very nice. And, you know, I don't like when you talk to me like that. Or you should just walk away or ask a teacher for help. Like, I said all those things. But in that moment, was there something I should have done?
You know what? I don't have an answer for this, obviously, but this is why I love this show. We're going to lean on you, parents, because you've had kids. Your kids might be more grown up than Pooja's. Maybe they're the same age. Do you have some advice for Pooja? What would you have done in this scenario if you witnessed, quote unquote, Sarah doing these things
from behind the bush?
From behind the bush. what's your advice for Pooja? Please give us a call. We want to hear from you. 416-872-CHFI.
Sweet, till you let me on my knees, took my honey, baby, hug me, baby, now we're fine, seeing savory, ooh, your heartbreak would be the death of me, but baby, best believe, what doesn't kill you makes you hard. A little while when the lights go out, you miss this.
right, let's get your CHFI news.
Good morning, I'm Scott Burnett. One more sleep until Election Day here in Ontario. Party leaders stumping for last-minute votes today. PC leader Doug Ford making several campaign stops, including Oldcastle and London. NDP leader Marit Stiles will be in Toronto, Niagara, and Hamilton. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie campaigning in Oakville, Mississauga, and Hamilton, while Green leader Mike Schreiner will canvass in Kitchener. A man in his 30s has been arrested for impaired driving after a dramatic crash on the Gardiner yesterday. Toronto police say the driver managed to enter the construction area near Strawn just after 5:30 and drove through a hole, the car ending up upside down underneath the highway. Miraculously, the driver escaped with only minor injuries. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau meeting yesterday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A statement from the Prime Minister's office saying Trudeau expressed his solidarity with Zelensky and the people of Ukraine on the 3-year mark since Russia's invasion. Trudeau reiterating Canada's support for Ukraine through military, economic, and financial assistance, and the two leaders agreed to remain in close contact. The Leafs completing the comeback in Boston last night, down 3-0 at one point. Pontus Holmberg tying it up with less than a minute to go in regulation. And the marvelous Mitch Marner scoring his second of the game in overtime for the 5-4 win. The Buds take Manhattan Friday to face the Rangers. Raptors hold their own against the Celtics at Scotiabank, but couldn't come out with the win. They fall 111-101. They take on the Pacers Friday. Checking your forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today. Our high plus 3, feeling like minus 5. Cloudy tonight with light snow expected. The overnight low 0. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers. The high plus 4. I'm Scott Burnett.
CHFI traffic. I'm Alina Balka. We're dealing with a problem on the eastbound 401 approaching here, Ontario, in the express. The right lane is blocked by an accident causing delays approaching.